according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. You've heard this Gospel before. It's about a man who's looking for a place to put his stuff. Imagine that, having all this stuff and having to build something bigger so you can store all your stuff. I have a routine here from a comedian. I haven't memorized it, so please allow me to read this routine that this comedian did about stuff. "You got all your stuff with you? I'll bet you do. Guys have stuff in their pockets. Women have stuff in their purses. Stuff is important. You got to take care of your stuff. You've got to have a place for your stuff. That's what life is all about, trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is, a place to keep your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. A house is just a pile of stuff with a cover over it. You can see that when you're taking off on an airplane. You look down from the airplane and see all the little piles of stuff. Everybody's got his own little pile of stuff. So now you've got a household of stuff. And even though you might like your house, you've got to move. Got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. That means you've got to move all your stuff. Or maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on other people's stuff. It's a comedy routine, but think about it. Think about it. You can have a lot of stuff. You can have a lot of stuff, but what if you don't have the right stuff in your heart? You can have a lot of stuff. But what if you don't have the right stuff in your soul? When's the last time you spoke to your soul? When's the last time you said, soul? That's what's going on in today's gospel. The man says, soul. Oh, my soul, I've been collecting all this stuff, and now I've got to build a bigger barn so I can have a place for all my stuff. And now that I have a place, a bigger place, I can relax. I can eat. I can drink. I can be merry because my stuff is all under control. Now, this rich man says soul, speaking to a soul, but what does God say speaking to this man? You fool! You have all these treasures. You treasure all this stuff. God is saying to him, what about treasuring me? What about treasuring God? Where is your treasure? And that's something we each have to ask ourselves. What do we really treasure? You know, here we are in a world where people are holding on to their stuff. They're gripping their stuff. And we hear Jesus say in the gospel, don't grip all that stuff. Open your hands. Open your hands. Open your heart. Open your soul. And make sure that with all that stuff that you're holding on to, make sure that you're also reaching out. Open your hands to those who are in need. St. Paul tells us in today's Holy Scripture how to speak to our souls. And I hear St. Paul saying this about how to speak to your soul. Soul. Set your mind on things that are above. Soul. Get rid of wrath and anger and malice and slander and abusive language. Get rid of all that negative stuff. That's what St. Paul is saying in the second reading. All this negative stuff that you have, get rid of it. Put it aside. And take on something new. Set your mind on things that are above. Get rid of all that negative stuff and put on the positive love of God. That's what I hear St. Paul saying. And I hear the psalmist today saying this about the stuff that we need. You know the stuff that we need? Wisdom and understanding, says the psalmist. That's the stuff that we really need. We need wisdom. That's the stuff that we need, the wisdom, to know that God is our source. God is our guide. God is our goal, not stuff. And we're told in Holy Scripture to love what is really worth loving. We talked about that yesterday. To love what is really worth loving. do not love stuff. We are the people who are called to love God, to love one another, to love other people. You and I know very well that there's no stuff that we have that can love us back. There's no stuff that can love you back. But we have a God who loves us back. We have each other. We love each other back. That's who we are. What good does it do us if we have a lot of stuff but don't have the right stuff in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls? Amen.